been a disappointing day for Victorians, with lockdown reimposed on more than 30 suburbs, international flights ordered away, and an inquiry announced into the quarantine failures at hotels. As the state battles to control the infection, the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says 35 suburbs across Melbourne's north and west will be ordered to stay at home for 4 weeks from tomorrow night. Here's Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton.
You know, this is a heartbreaking turn in the epidemic, but these are the right public health actions, and we know that they can work. We can absolutely turn this around, and we can stabilise numbers over the next few days, and we can absolutely drive numbers down, not just in those hotspot areas, but as the Premier says, if everyone's doing the right thing across Victoria, then we'll see the numbers stabilise and decrease in all those locations.
For more on this developing story, I'm joined by Casey Briggs, the ABC's analyst covering the coronavirus and the numbers. Casey, welcome.
Good evening, Patricia. Good to talk to you.
Now, there's been an extraordinary amount of information today, so let's break it down. 64 cases today, that's in Victoria, so that's less than yesterday. Can anything be taken as a positive from these lower numbers, 75 yesterday, 64 today?
Yeah, that's right. And I should say 7 cases outside Victoria, all of which are cases in hotel quarantine, so I'm not too much concerned. Look, you know, it's a good thing that numbers are going down, but we obviously want to see the trend. We want to see this continue, stabilising and eventually dropping. Clearly, the Victorian government is worried enough that these numbers will continue to rise or at least continue to spread, and that the virus may break out of these hotspot areas and spread through more of greater Melbourne, so hence the localised lockdowns. We did see, in terms of the community transmission numbers, the number of cases where it hasn't been traced back to a source of infection, a bit of a jump today, 10 new cases added to the state's total. But I should also say there are about 130 cases now under investigation still. These big numbers mean that, you know, it takes some time to get through the investigation. So there's 130 odd, just under that, of cases that could well end up being community transmission, could well end up being linked back to some of these clusters that, you know, really seem to have seeded this entire problem. We just don't know at this point. You know, yes, it's good. They haven't gone up by the same amount that we were seeing in the past couple of days. Let's hope that continues.
It's been revealed that there was a control breach in Victoria's hotel quarantine program. There's a judicial inquiry into this. That's how significant it is. How important is that when we look at the numbers?
I think that's a really significant development today. What we've learned is that basically this virus has leaked out of hotel quarantine. How does that happen? Well, it's happened because security guards at these hotels, or at least one of these hotels that's housing the returned travellers, have been infected. The Premier Daniel Andrews says there's been a breach of the infection control protocols, and he says that the people involved should have known better, and that virus has then leaked out into the community, and it sounds like seeded this outbreak. How do they know that, and how have they managed to track that down now? Well, through this genomic sequencing, basically, in a nutshell, the epidemiologists are taking RNA samples, actually looking at the makeup of the virus in individual people, and through that they can trace the descendants, and they've managed to trace, it seems that a cluster of cases in the community, the most likely source of that is the security guards who are infected at these hotels. It's all you know, done through basically mathematical modelling of the genetics of this virus, which is really interesting.
Yeah, explain that, because that was the thing that the Premier mentioned today that piqued my interest, and I'm sure we all need it explained. It came through as a result of this genomic testing. How does that work? What is that?
Well, look, I'm not a geneticist, but I'll explain it to you in as plain a language as I understand it. Basically, the RNA of this virus, as all viruses do, mutate from time to time as it's spreading. And what geneticists can do is, when you collect enough samples of this virus, basically start to build a family tree of what the virus is and where it's descended from and where the mutations are. You're basically mapping out all of this natural genetic mutation, and you can work out which cases are the descendants of others. It's not a perfect precise science where you can map, you know, exactly a parent to an ancestor, but you can build up this family tree And that's what they've managed to do. And this significant report that the Premier received, I think, yesterday, which basically mapped out and said, yes, some of these cases, I think it was in the north of Melbourne, are most likely directly related to the leakage from hotels.
Which is incredibly significant. So now, of course, there's the blitz. There's like booze bus type kind of controls policing these suburbs so that people don't breach these lockdown arrangements. How long do we have to wait to see whether this is effective?
The other thing on that hotel quarantine issue is it's significant because no other state has had this issue. New South Wales has had no leakage out of these hotel quarantine sites. Victoria is the only one having these issues. So interesting to see how that inquiry plays out. In terms of the lockdowns, well, we know these sorts of lockdowns have worked in the past. So that, you know, hopefully as long as all of the protocols are followed, and I think importantly there needs to be community buy-in here, because you know, people don't like to be told what to do. People like to do the right thing because they want to do the right thing. So as long as that community buy-in is there, we know it probably should work. But the lockdowns have to remain in place for a little while to actually see a lasting impact. That's why it's 4 weeks, at least in the short term. Whether that's extended, I don't know. But at least in the short term, you need to get the curve down low enough. You need to get the daily cases low enough such that it won't just spring up again instantly the second that the lockdown is lifted. I do wonder, you know, if localising these lockdowns makes some degree of sense, you know, makes a lot of sense epidemiologically. I wonder if psychologically it is a bit of a harder sell, you know, the people who are just on the border of these suburbs, you know, either just inside or just outside, how are they feeling at the moment? The people who live in Melbourne but have relatives in these areas, you know, how are they feeling at the moment? It, you know, medically makes sense. Psychologically, it might be a bit of a harder sell than the first time around.
Casey, always lovely to talk to you. Keep crunching the numbers for us. Thanks for coming on.
No, it's good to talk.
Casey Briggs is the ABC's analyst covering the coronavirus.